Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the European Council on Thursday, urging member states to help Ukraine in withstanding Russian aggression. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
President Zelensky said the upcoming 6 months will be crucial in its conflict with Russia, and that strong external support will play a decisive role. I ask each of the 27 countries of the European Union to decide what specifically you can do to increase supply of air defense and missile defense systems. This also applies to tanks. There is no rational reason why Ukraine should not receive them now. I'm asking you to show leadership. The president said all of this action will directly save millions of lives. In addition, Zelensky urged European countries to maintain the energy supply to Ukraine. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
In Geneva, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Türk told a meeting of the Human Rights Council that Russia's war on Ukraine continues to be marked by gross violations of international human rights law. Türk said 18 million people in Ukraine need humanitarian aid. He said Russian attacks on civilian infrastructure are exposing millions of Ukrainian civilians to what he said was extreme hardship during the winter months. Also Thursday, Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova told reporters that a U.S. plan to approve sending Patriot missile defense systems to Ukraine amounts to a provocation. Germany's lower house of parliament passed legislation Thursday worth an estimated 100 billion euros or $106 billion to put the brakes on electricity and gas bills for households and industry starting in January. The package passed by lawmakers also includes a levy on energy producers' excess profits to fund the aid as well as to promote renewable energy. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.
Basura! Traidora basura! Así vas a estar, basura!
Peru announced a nationwide 30-day state of emergency on Wednesday in response to protests marked by the ouster of President Pedro Castillo. Castillo has been charged with rebellion and conspiracy. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday announced he would support the African Union joining the G20 group of large economies as a permanent member. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
Mr. Biden said, quote, Africa belongs to the table in every room for global challenges that are being discussed, and in every institution, end quote. He said he was planning a visit, the first by a U.S. president since 2015, to sub-Saharan Africa, and he told African leadership administration officials from Vice President Kamala Harris to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will visit Africa too.
Promise you'll send them back. Promise you'll send them back. I need them. They all want to go, but I'm worried they won't come home. But I'm all kidding aside. We're all going to be seeing you, and you're going to see a lot of us because we're deadly earnest and serious about this endeavor.
Diane Roberts, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. has plans for more migrant releases when asylum limits end, AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The Department of Homeland Security says more migrants may be released into the United States to pursue immigration cases when Trump-era asylum restrictions end next week. In one of its more detailed assessments ahead of the major policy shift, the department reported faster processing for migrants in custody on the border, more temporary detention tents, staffing surges, and increased criminal prosecution of smugglers. A federal judge in Washington ordered Title 42 to end on December 21st, but Republican-led states asked an appeals court to keep it in place. The Biden administration has also challenged some aspects of the ruling, though it doesn't oppose letting the rule lapse next week. The legal back and forth could go down to the wire. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The United States imposed new economic sanctions on Russian financial interests Thursday, targeting one of the country's richest businessmen, Vladimir Potanin, and his family. Potanin was once Russia's deputy prime minister, and the U.S. has said he has direct ties to President Vladimir Putin. In addition, the U.S. Department of State blacklisted Rosbank, a Russia-based commercial bank it said Potanin acquired earlier this year, along with 17 subsidiaries of Russian VTB, the country's second largest bank. Britain and Canada had previously both imposed sanctions on Potanin. More at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.